Yes, nigga. We finally back, you know what I'm saying? It's time to get it in. Once again, you know what I'm saying? It's all kind of shit to talk about, man. The ladies is anxious, nigga. Especially Bri. Yeah, man. So here we go. Yo, what up? What up? Welcome back to the Players Podcast. Our podcast, the podcast for the players. Hey, the Players Podcast. What's going down, man? We back. It's been a little minute, you know what I'm saying? Right, trying to do the thing. Player Podcast.
What, like some months?
Right.
It's been a little day. Player Podcast. Damn.
I'm like, Dave, we haven't sat at the table in a while.
Right.
It's been all kind of crazy shit going on, man. We done lost a soldier, too, nigga.
Canceling commitments.
Yeah, Dustin, man. We probably ain't gonna hear from Dustin for a minute. That nigga got shit to do. Yeah. You know, that whole trucking shit, that shit's a lot, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I had to put his truck in the shop and get shit right, you know? So, yeah, maybe we'll get an update with that nigga later. In fact, I'm gonna try to get with him because I need to get LJ's black ass back on here, too. Talk some more shit with that nigga. You know what I'm saying? But, it's gonna just be me, the wife, and Bri, nigga. We chilling. And we might bring a couple people through, though. You know what I'm saying? To chop it up, do some interviews and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, man, we gonna sit here and chop up this game with y'all niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? For real. But yeah. So look. Damn. I think the first thing we should kind of DMX, nigga.
Yeah. All right. Peace.
Sad. Mm-hmm. Sad. Did you listen to DMX when you like, growing up and shit?
I did.
You did?
It's not like hardcore, but yeah.
DMX was my nigga, man. He was my first favorite rapper. The first one that I really fucked with like that, you know what I'm saying? And then it was like Mr. Cool, and then I got into a bunch of other shit. But DMX was tight, man. Mm-hmm. Bro, like that nigga had some fucking powerful words for the people, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the fact that he was still able to kind of still get his message out there even through that struggle, nigga.
Mm-hmm. That's the hard part. You know, being able to touch people while you're in like like depression type of state, like
That's just
you got
crazy.
Some power though.
Yeah, nigga, that video. There's a video that's been circulating. I've seen it circulate way before he died, but there's a video with this nigga performing in front of this huge ass fucking crowd. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, damn, how many fucking people is... I mean, that's the probably the biggest crowd I ever seen, huh?
Is it white?
White people? Yeah. It looked like white, think, a lot of white people, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, god damn.
Right. Like, they knew the words and stuff. Right. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Like, they're all just nigga. Jumping up and down. Like, shoot. Like, how many people was that?
Right.
You feel me? Like, god damn, my nigga. So DMX, he was a powerful dude, man. Like, he had a few songs that shit that... Just hearing he died, that shit made me cry, nigga. Because he had songs that made me cry and shit. You know what I'm saying? So it was just fucked up, like, damn, and just his whole struggle, nigga. You just feel bad for that nigga. Mm-hmm. You just feel bad. And then when you hear the story about this fucking supposed to be homie or OG or whatever the fuck the nigga was to him, you gonna get this nigga some crack, nigga.
Oh, so he's the one that got him started?
Yeah, he laced the blunt. That's what he said. He said he's been fucked up ever since.
Why do people do that?
Why do people do shit like that?
That made him live a hard life for nothing.
Right. Be careful who you hang around.
See, I wonder two things, though. One, I wonder if he would have been greater without that. Mm-hmm. Or would we have never even got that without that? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just fucking deep. Because it's like, damn, nigga. You know, maybe he would have never even rapped or nothing if he didn't.
Probably.
But then again, there's people that are saying that he went because of an overdose. He went because he got the COVID shot.
Is that right?
Yeah, I heard something about the COVID.
Right.
But I wasn't sure.
I guess he got the vaccine because he wants to do like tours again. But I don't know how true that is. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's not. But damn. Either way it goes, either direction is still sad.
Right.
Yeah, man.
It was unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. I hate people like the iconic voices pass, like Nate Dogg. Right. And like, there's never gonna be another, you know. Right. So
yeah, Nate Dogg was a rough one for sure. That shit was like, damn, nigga, I want to hear that nigga on some more songs. You know what I'm saying? That
was songs up. Wasn't songs without him.
Yeah, Nate Dogg was fucked up. But yeah, damn, man. So the crack shit, right? Mm-hmm. I fucking hate crack, nigga. I hate that shit, right? Because, see, I've talked to niggas. I've talked to niggas, mostly older men. You know what I'm saying? Black. A couple white that I know have smoked crack, but... Mm-hmm. They say, like, you know what I'm saying, if you ever fucking try that shit and then, you know, get hooked on it or whatever, like, nigga, that shit stays in your system or some shit, like, forever.
So
yeah, this one nigga said, like, for a while after he stopped, he said, like, because he would smoke cigarettes, he said, nigga, that, like, the first couple hits of the cigarette would taste like crack.
That's scary.
So, that's fucking scary.
That's probably why it's so addicting.
Right.
Because you're always... Never,
you can't even get away from the shit even when you get away from the shit. Crazy. And if it's like that and you got an addictive nature and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, goddamn.
Right.
All bad.
So sad.
Crack.
I had crack,
so many lives. Seriously.
Too many.
Lives, innocent lives, unborn babies, stuff like that. Like,
I know niggas made a lot of money and shit. You know, motherfuckers did their thing off that shit, but man, the residuals is fucked up.
Till this day.
It's like, niggas.
It's probably not as bad as it was.
Right.
Well, I don't know if it is.
It's probably worse in the '80s when it first got introduced.
Crack epidemic. Oh,
I mean, it's still there.
This is just a different drug now.
Yeah.
So
pretty much.
You know, it's just a different drug, but nigga, before, fuck. Because think about how many niggas was, you know what I'm saying, left out. They had nowhere to sleep and shit like that. Motherfuckers be sleeping outside.
Right.
You see all them niggas.
And then they're like telling you, like, just try it. Like, you know, like, so many people probably got hooked just like that, partying. Right. And it was like, oh, I'm gonna feel that again.
Like, you know? Watching Snowfall and shit. That shit, because you see them niggas, you had to have just not really fucked with shit like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To probably be saved from it, nigga, because it seemed like everybody was just doing it. Mm-hmm. Just trying it. And then while they was in the middle of it, they start seeing, like, oh, shit.
Right.
Like, something wrong with this shit.
Right. Like, why everybody look like zombies?
Yeah.
You know, or like...
Y'all niggas still selling it and shit, nigga. Mm-mm-mm. You know what I'm saying?
Because people get addicted to the money.
Fast money.
See, me, nigga, I never sold crack because, nigga, I didn't like the way crackheads acted. They look. I didn't like it. I didn't like to be around them. Nigga, get the fuck away from me, nigga. You're unpredictable. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Fuck out of here with that shit. You ain't even running yourself. Something that you need. Or you
right.
No, nigga.
So it's not that
I never
sold
no crack. I'm too clean for that. Don't shake no fucking hands. I'm too mean for that. Nah, for real, dog. For real. I made that shit. I ain't gonna lie. For a second, though. Because of certain circumstances and people and things I can't say. You know what I'm saying? That was going on. I was definitely tempted, like, whoa, hold on, nigga, you said you did that in how long? 2 weeks? Nigga, I've been working for 2 weeks, only got $150. McDonald's ain't shit. Like, nigga, oh my God, I was like, I'm telling you, and you know, we doing the same shit, we going to the mall at the same time, my money running out way faster.
Right,
man.
You gotta pick and choose what you gonna buy. Like,
to hit,
do I want that?
Want something to eat.
Right.
Yeah, like, man,
girl,
and we still gotta ride the bus back home, nigga. Shit.
My transfer.
Right. Expired. This day was kind of lit. I ain't gonna lie.
Kids today,
I feel like kids today don't know how to catch public transportation. It's crazy.
Man, they sad, my nigga. I need it right. Need a ride, nigga.
We have Uber.
For real. Colfax is where it was at for a minute. Like, before we had Quebec Square and all that shit, and Stapleton and shit. Nigga, it was Colfax, nigga. Right. I'm mobbing to that McDonald's on Cofest. Mobbing to the Popeyes on Cofest. Like, you know, because don't no bus cut that way except for the Monaco. Right. It's no point to walk up to Monaco. Yeah, fuck that. And I'm just walk there. Mm-hmm. Like, we was mobbing.
But that's why the kids are so, like, chunky now, because they don't have to walk. They don't play outside. Mm-hmm. Right. You know?
Hell yeah. We make our kids fucking walk, nigga. We take family walks, my nigga. For real. Every fucking day. Real shit. When the kids get out of school. There's two parks. Yeah. There's a park that way, and there's a park that way. Well, three, actually, because there's one right behind us. So, you know, yeah, we make sure they get your ass up. Y'all want to sit up in the house and fight? All right, get the fuck outside.
At first, they didn't like it, but now they'd be like, can we go to the park? Yeah. Sometimes we'd be like, oh, yeah, I don't want to go to the park.
Like, you know, it's good to walk. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
Good to get your health and shit in order, you know?
It's important.
Yeah, but, yeah, man. Damn, nigga. DMX. Fucked up. He was a good nigga, man. He made a lot of good music, for sure. Definitely gonna miss that nigga. But it was hard to watch him though sometimes, I ain't even gonna lie.
Yeah, I stopped watching him, like, you know, when you just see it too much, like, cause it's sad, like, I don't know.
It's like his vessel was fucked up. His spirit was still intact, you know what I'm saying? Doing the work and shit.
But you could just tell.
Right, yeah.
The vehicle was ruined, nigga. Crack. Damn, bro.
And then, like, people be recording you knowing, like, you might be high at the time and, like, trying to embarrass you. Like, I don't like that type of stuff.
Yeah.
You
know?
Right.
People are weird.
Bitch ass
nigga. Because ain't their fault.
Trying to use that nigga for... I sold crack to DMX. You little bitch ass nigga if you come out here saying that shit. For real. For real, for real, my nigga. That shit, nigga... That shit's not even fucking funny, man.
Right.
Because niggas be having... Like, when that nigga told me that, when he said that... He said the first hit of the cigarette and shit, he said even 5 and 6 years later, he said that shit would happen. He'll spark a cigarette and it'll taste like crack at first. Like, what the fuck?
That's so you, crazy. Oh my God, you have to live with that your whole life, like, not wanting to go back?
You can never get away from this shit, nigga.
Oh, that's why they never let it go.
Pretty much.
Most crackheads remain crackheads the rest of their life.
Sell everything. Oh my God, nigga. Yeah, man, so stay drug free, nigga. Real deal. It's oh my God. And they want you fucked up like that, you know? Under they thumb and shit, nigga. Shit, nigga, so look, alright, RIP to DMX, man. True player, not the new player though, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So let's pick it up, get the energy back, nigga. Let's get into what the ladies want to talk about. I know Bree did not get her chance to go in on that ugly ass nigga. This big goofy nigga, like, damn, man. See, I'm gonna tell you what I think his problem is. He probably didn't really get pussy like that. You know what I'm saying? Before he got swole, he was probably a little scrawny little nigga. You know, he's probably tall, funny looking
so
and shit.
He just got like super.
So he got swole, and he probably was around a couple plays, nigga, and picked up some gang.
I noticed that he did get a little bigger because he used to be kind
of. Yeah. I don't know, honestly. This is just what I'm thinking because of his actions. Like when you overindulge in something, you know what I'm saying? That just means you was deprived of the shit. You was missing out, nigga. Yeah, that's what I see.
I think he got verified and then was just like, huh.
Because them bitches was like,
yeah.
Right. He started going to the gym and then girls start recognizing him. Like, hold on, are you Derek Jackson? Like, oh. You know, then he was probably like, thank you. Yeah.
He's like, yep, that's right. Me. You know, it's me, DJ, baby. What's up?
Right, like so then he was like, ooh, like it probably became an addiction, like going to the gym, getting swole, and then all the females coming to him, you know? So then at that point, he was probably like, dang, now I can use this to my advantage, and I can have any woman I want. Because I'm telling them, like, hey, look out for these kind of guys. I look like the
so
good
they trust
guy.
Him.
Right.
You know, they trusted
perfect
him.
Perfect patty, and then now look at you. Now look at you. Right. Whole career, just canceled.
Damn, my nigga, and they dragging that nigga. They
but
still
he
dragging
his whole brand and your name off of being just what type of guy women should date. Then you go cheat on your wife.
Right.
Make it make sense.
We didn't even know you had a wife.
Right. I never knew he was married.
So you talking about wife, cheating on your wife. Who? What wife?
Right. We done made books, playing cards. Right. Done got the blue check mark and he just went nuts or something. You know what?
That's funny. I mean, shit, man.
No, I mean, temptation, I get it, but dang.
Yeah. Right. I wouldn't say temptation. That's what I'm saying. He probably, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to speak on that man's, you know, his shit, but he, from what I see, this is just what I think. You know what I'm saying? It feels like he just probably didn't have a hose back in the day. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the things you kind of got to go through so you know how to.
All the celebrities didn't have hoes back in the day. Because they all
did. Some niggas is really just like that. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But if he's going to come out here and be this person and that's what I'm saying. That, you know, he's trying to tell people what to do. You know, hey, you got to look out for this nigga. This is just what y'all saying. So I didn't watch him like that. You know what I'm saying? I just, after he kind of came back up, I kind of seen him and shit. But so I see what he was doing. With this nigga behind the scenes getting all the coochie, nigga. It's like, nigga, you fucked up, bro. You ain't really got yourself in line like you trying to make it seem.
I think he just started going overboard. Like, when I was first watching his videos, I'm like, okay, you know, there's some truth here and there. Then it started getting corny. Like, all right, now you're just doing this to build a name. So,
yeah, I stopped watching him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that nigga, man. Yeah, I mean, you know, he seemed like he cool and shit. But he probably just let his dick get the best of him. You
know, well, that's obvious. Let his
dick get the best of him. The dick was running shit. Yeah, for real. You know, I don't know. When you get in that mode, though, it's hard to break that shit as a nigga, though. When you letting everything.
I feel like once, especially once you go out and cheat, and then your wife forgives you, and then you do it again, and she forgive you again. I feel like at that point, he's like,
shit. It's a wrap. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just going to keep doing it because she ain't going to leave.
Right, exactly.
Do you think
break the cycle.
I mean, yeah, because he, you know, she's kind of allowing it, you know what I'm saying? But it's him, though. It's him. He's the one, because, you know, she probably loves that nigga. Mm-hmm. So she going to let him back and shit, you know what I'm saying? But this nigga, you got to be like, bro, is you out here or is you in there? You at the house or is you in the streets, my nigga? What is you doing? Both. You got to pick one. And she's not cool with that. It'd be different if she knew and shit, and she'd be like, yeah, he got hoes with the boob, and he's just doing what he do. All right. Mm-hmm. But, nigga, you making it seem like you got your shit together and you down.
Horrible. I want to go back and watch the interview now. I didn't watch it because I'm just like, what is there to say? Like, what are you really going
to
say?
They try to use, like, the whole God.
Who?
In the interview, like, God this, God that. Like, shut the fuck up. And get to the real.
Right.
Like, the real. Like, you guys are caught. I mean, not sorry. But you're caught. Like, so don't try to bring God into this. Because he wasn't worried about God when he was in the bed.
Exactly.
And he has sex with one of the mistresses in his bed.
Oh, no. See, it just keeps getting worse. Exactly.
Like, bruh.
So you brought her home to the house that you, your wife,
she was here. She came to visit Colorado. And then while she was gone, on his birthday, he brought the mistress to his house. And I guess was having like a party, had his homeboys, like everything.
Give me some birthday
pussy. Wait a minute. So she was out. What was she out here for? Just to visit?
I guess her family lives out here.
Mm-hmm. Why he didn't come with you?
Exactly. And it was his birthday.
Right. Like, there's just too many loose ends.
I don't want to go to Colorado. Here. Ain't no bitches out there. Nigga, hey, but nigga, you don't know. It's a lot of bitches out here, brother. You missed out, nigga.
That's where. Oh, my God. The views on Colorado is like, there's black people there? Yes, there is.
Yeah, y'all niggas don't know, man. But see, that's why we be always having to tell y'all. Mm-hmm. Come here, the same respect that you go to your hood with. You know what I'm saying? Because you'll be in a place, it look nice, we got grass and shit. Mm-hmm. Nigga, you done got your ass shot, nigga. Still. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, because that nigga say his E's and R's or whatever the fuck y'all don't do. Like, nigga, yeah. Don't get it twisted, my nigga. His bitches out here too, they'll fight your ass. The hoes is crazy, just like y'all's. You know what I'm saying? It's prostitution, you ain't never heard of Koufax, my nigga. All that shit. You know, I've been shot, nigga. Shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a pretty decent guy. Oh my God. Even I done been fucking shot. So, you know, hey, man. be smooth when you come out here. It's cool. It looks, yeah, we got mountains and snow and all that. Yeah. But we don't live in the mountains, though, bro. We live on the street, my nigga, down here in the thing. You know what I'm saying? We're not
down
here.
Down here.
Mountains is up. It's way up. We here with it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
But the fact that he bought the woman to y'all's bed.
Oh,
that's
man.
Like that ain't ultimate disrespect. Right. Like, damn, you cheated on me, but then that's you brought her to our home and smashed her
the
bed.
We
got to
sleep in every night, right? That's just...
I would have like burnt that bed. Like,
I would have lost it.
I would have. I don't even know what I would have did. I definitely wouldn't be with Jay.
In the bed, though, man.
I definitely wouldn't be with. I wouldn't even be able to forgive you at this point. Like,
you think she not gonna smell that bitch, Nick?
Hey, no, oh, what? And then that's another thing.
It gets more worse, y'all.
Yep. He said that, like, the mistress, like, you know, he was smelling like her. So he asked her what kind of perfume she was wearing and bought it for the wife. So,
oh, my gosh.
So he ain't going to get caught, you know, because, like, the wife wearing it. She's all like, ooh, that smells good.
Wait, he said that in the video?
That
no, this is
slick.
What the mistress said.
Let me see. I can't get my shit. Man. It's not right now.
Bruh.
Yeah.
It's probably my fucking guy.
These are the same men he was talking about. And you're even worse. Like,
right.
I'd rather have the dude you was talking about.
Right.
At this point.
They ain't even like you was a pro.
Right.
Like you give them perfume. Like, oh so God. You can't have your mistress and your woman smell it. You know, the same. So
mean,
you don't get caught.
Slick, that's some slick shit, you know.
Yeah, like.
Because he gonna be hugged up with her, and then he come home, right. He's smelling, hey, baby, you know, this your shit. That's the shit I got you, baby.
Right. So you plan on continuing to see the mist? That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
My nigga, why don't that nigga
just a smash? And
right.
Okay, I'm done. It was like.
A regular thing. She became the side chick. I can't.
All that nigga had to do is just fucking let the bitches know, my nigga.
No, there's like, women out here.
Though, like, it's just,
yeah,
let her be great.
Like, there's women out here that want that kind of lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know?
No strings attached.
She ain't gonna have niggas too. Shit. Yeah, man. It's, yeah, that nigga's wild, boy. That nigga's wild. So you said he tried to tell DMX RIP and somebody shut that shit down.
Look at those cameras. What's
his
name? Cam'ron?
Something. Cam'ron?
Mm-hmm.
The rapper?
Mm-hmm.
He
Cam'ron said that?
I think so.
Oh, damn.
Like, yeah.
I think it was just like a random, like, little Facebook
DMX
person.
DMX wouldn't have liked y'all being chatted.
He don't like people damn. Like you.
All right. I was like, I think it's best he just sits down for, like,
that's
ever.
Yeah. Probably for the rest of the year.
This ain't gonna work. This is not your year.
Yeah, man. Damn, bro. I feel bad for that nigga, though. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't feel bad for him.
I don't feel bad.
I feel bad because I'm not in that position. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas be trapped in their dick. You know what I'm saying? You trapped, my nigga. You can't do shit. If you can't make the decisions in life, especially the ones that's gonna keep your life intact, my nigga, above your dick, you are trapped, my nigga. Your dick is running shit? That's a sad place to be. You know what I'm saying? Just imagine, Tyshia, if you had to deal with that kind of shit for me. Bitches popping up, all on my phone, nigga. I'm talking about, nigga.
I wouldn't.
Pussy falling out my pocket when I get home.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? You want to know why you don't have that problem?
Why?
Because my dick don't run shit. I run shit, nigga.
Good.
I run this shit. You know what I'm saying? For real. Niggas be succumbing to the power of the penis, nigga. And the fucked up thing is, it's not even really the dick. It's the nuts, nigga. It's the testicles is what be making you like, because you can just feel it. Like, it's just times when you can just be like, nigga, it's time to juice. Stop.
Right. Like, you learn something new every day.
Bust this shit out. Like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta have
so
control.
So it's like,
man,
a feeling?
Yeah,
like
it's a feeling.
Tingle.
And if you don't want to control that shit, or you feel like you shouldn't have to control this shit, just let the bitches know, hey, I'm out here fucking everything, nigga. All of them. Your mama, your auntie, nigga. Everybody's in danger of this dick.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? That's how you got to do it.
More.
And the ladies will be like, okay, I can fuck with you because I got dicks lined up. Yeah. Okay? You know what I'm saying? So, fuck, you want to be number three, whatever, fuck. You know, this lady's cool with that. You know, that's why I feel like, you know, this is best to just put your shit out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This is how you going to live, nigga. Let everybody know so they can fucking maneuver with you how they, you know.
Right.
Don't force people to be in a situation with you, man. You know what I'm saying? That's where niggas fuck up a lot, nigga. You tricking bitches and shit when you don't even have to.
Right. Let you're taking their choice away.
It's not real, like, power, my nigga.
Give them a choice. Don't want to mess with you. Like, then you both are all on the same page.
Right.
There's no misunderstanding. Exactly. When you take that away, it just causes problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it makes you look a certain way, nigga. Like a weak ass nigga, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I'm not calling Derrick Jackson a weak nigga. I'm just saying, if you do that. Right. You trick motherfuckers, like, why are you doing that shit? Mm-hmm. Trickery, my nigga. That's,
yeah, he did. He tricked everybody. Literally. That's why I don't feel bad for him.
At all. Made money and everything.
I feel bad because I'm a man and I have nuts and I get it. Trust me.
Yeah, but still, he could have just kept it real.
Yeah, he should have kept it real. Right.
Like the guy that you listen to. What's his name? The guy. Ooh. I don't really like him.
Kevin Samuels.
Yeah, Kevin Samuels.
Did he go in on him too? Didn't he say something about him?
I think he did, but I didn't watch it.
Who said something about who?
Kevin
Samuels. Oh, said something about Derrick Jackson.
Didn't he?
What'd he say that about?
I don't know.
He was trying to have his back.
No.
Oh, he was
Wasn't he the guy that was... Is he a motivational speaker?
Yeah.
For men?
For men, yeah. For black men.
No,
for kind of a hood one?
No, low value black men.
Not necessarily hood. He gets hood. He can't get hood, but he's... The most part, he's clean cut. You know what I'm saying? He has his shit presentable.
Because I remember there was Derrick Jackson, and then there was another guy who was against what Derrick Jackson was saying. Was that him? I just look him. What's his name?
I don't know.
What's his name? The dude we're talking about, Kevin.
Yeah. Kevin Samuels. Yeah, Kevin Samuels. That nigga, man. Honestly, it's tight shit.
But I'm saying, like, mad at that nigga. The reason I brought him up is because I said, if you keep it real, like him, like he's out here, like. I'm not about to just be with one woman. Like, you know, like, a man is a man. Mm-hmm. Well, but he's, you know what he's saying. Like,
yeah, at least they know. You're setting the expectation. That is him. Yeah.
That nigga be checking bitches. You're not going to talk over me.
Right, but if he came like that, you know, like his real self.
Right.
Instead of trying to be the ideal man for a woman, you know, I feel like he would get more respect.
Right. Trickery.
He lost all that.
Yeah, trickery, so no one's ever going to trust him.
Damn.
So there was probably still women in his inbox.
Right.
Like, oh, you're a cheater? Hell yeah. Right. Like,
I can have my shot.
Me too. Let's cheat together.
Right.
Like, nigga, we'll cheat with each other, on each other, but just fuck it. Yeah, man, look, I don't know, man. Sex is great, man. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking vibe, nigga. For real, I got fucked up this morning. Tight shit.
Oh my god.
Fucked me up this morning. Because, see, when shit like that is happening to you, you can see how. You can see how. You know what I'm saying? So I get it.
That's our business on blast.
Online.
That's why I'm so smooth right now. Nigga, I'm talking about, damn. So, you know what I'm saying? I get it. I get that. And if it's turned on to where you feel like you want to get that from every female, man, you in a rough spot, bro, because you ain't enough time. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? But the ladies are nice looking, man. All that, you know what I'm saying? I get it, but fuck. Get you one, man, and do your thing. And if you're not going to get you the one, let everybody know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Let them choose.
I don't think it's going to last, because if you went as far as getting your wife the perfume that the mistress had.
That nigga's crazy.
Yeah.
What else are you willing to do? If you were willing to do this in our bed, what else are you willing to do? You know what I'm saying?
So I would have to leave them. Like, you are way too slick. Like,
you thought about this before you actually did this.
Right.
Yeah, like, smoke. Yeah. I feel like it's a... Damn. It's just unfortunate, man. Well, let's get into the sponsor real quick. Not anymore. KNOTTED. AMORE. Check it out on Instagram. Check it out on Facebook. Check it out on Etsy. You know what I'm saying? You got a baby birthday coming up? Take you something with you. Little baby shower on the way? Take you something with you. Hey, play a podcast. Oh, ladies. So, y'all don't got nothing for the ladies though? A little health tip, a little beauty tip, a little something, something, a little spiritual tip for the ladies?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the ladies gonna like. Okay.
It's getting hot out. I'm gonna just say this. Look, I went to a pop-up shop yesterday. Okay?
Pop-up shop?
Some of y'all just need to go back in the house. I don't know what.
Just go back in the house? Well,
just
damn.
Try again.
Oh,
I don't know what's going on.
I'm all waiting for the positive.
I was a great pop-up shop. Yeah, well, she's like,
go back in the house.
Some of y'all. I was sitting there like, what is happening here? Like, I thought we had it together in Colorado. You know, we got a little bit of warm weather and people just lose their minds. I don't know.
So they was acting up or what?
Some things y'all cannot wear.
Ah, shit.
Please.
What's happening?
It's just not for you.
She's putting the ladies in line right now. Okay, so let's give an example. What is an out of line outfit?
Get clothes that fit your shape.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
So they got this. So you don't want to see no skin and shit. Is that what you're saying? See, this is what y'all gotta get. Some niggas like that.
No, that's fine.
They want to see it too. Okay. You want to see that big old belly button and shit.
What? Oh my god.
You
want to
see that shit.
There's a thin line between sexy and sloppy.
Spillage. Some niggas like that spillage.
Sometimes I don't like when women wear crop tops and they just have like hella belly. Like, I get it. Like, you're confident. Okay, I'm not knocking you, girl, but that's not the shirt for you. Like, I don't know. All
right.
I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just saying, like, yeah, you're saying there's niggas that like it, but.
That's why they're doing it.
No. They probably seen somebody who looks right in it and.
They tried to do it. They seen all Fashion Nova. They went ahead and clicked it. Like, let me just try this. Got it. It was like, oh yeah. It's
two sizes too small. They wore it anyway. Crazy. Like,
I spent my last $20.
Yeah. They just don't even care.
So,
they just
I'm not gonna lie. I only like certain body type. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely feel you niggas. Because I be like, damn, that's a lot of girl right there. Why? Like, you know what I'm saying? You see the nigga, he be all hella small. She big as hell. I be like, never. Boy, you a soldier, nigga. Diving deep to get to that coochie, boy. Like, nigga, because, man, you know, a big girl, she in and out. Now, I'm not saying, you know, size. It's not actually the size for me. It's the shape. For me, it's the shape. But, you know, you can, yeah. When you shape like that and shit, you know what I'm saying? And all your shit. I gotta fuck you. Yeah, it just fucks me up, nigga, when I be seeing it. Like, damn, girl, somebody's telling you you're sexy. That's why you're doing this. But it's like, you know, work out my neck. You know what I'm saying? I don't be disrespectful or nothing. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, I understand. Because from a man's perspective, I don't like that shit. I don't like anything outside of what I like. So when you come through with your shit and it's too much, like, god damn, girl, put that shit up, nigga.
Please. Not everything is for everybody.
Titties and hit a little boy in the head. You know what I'm saying?
It's not.
Yeah. Well.
People wear stuff from summer 2020 that they didn't get to wear. It's too small now. Like,
getting ready to get them to wait.
Quarantine.
Right.
Damn.
Please.
Yeah, I feel it. Yeah, nigga, I mean, shit, you know, niggas, the same thing. Niggas be out here wearing FUBU jerseys and shit still.
FUBU jerseys. I haven't seen one of those
forever.
Right.
Nah, I'm playing around.
The joggers. I don't understand the joggers.
You don't like joggers?
Guys? I mean, I like them, but again, it's not for every male body type.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what you're
saying. It's not.
Yeah, the fat niggas be cracking me up with the joggers.
Like, you need to get a bigger size. Like, you know, it's looking kind of tight. You know,
they're supposed to give you the skinny look, but you gotta get your right size. So I get it. But.
So what's up?
Or even too skinny, you'd be like,
right.
Oh, those are way too bad.
Right.
You know, like those donuts.
Or they end up looking like leggings. I just, I don't know.
Goddamn. That's funny. Well, shit, nigga, yeah, they got some fashion shit for y'all niggas. Look, me, I don't know, nigga. I like just like kind of like the regular street shit, you know what I'm saying? Joggers are cool for the most part. They cool for like in the house or about to go work out. But niggas be wearing them like trying to be fly and shit. I look at him like sweats. Like sweats is how you cut the grass.
They made sweats, like, you know,
run up the street and sweats.
Right.
I don't know if it was because of COVID and everybody was wearing sweats in the house and then it became a thing. Right. But, you know.
Probably. Yeah, so. But, yeah, shit, nigga. I'm not no fashion nigga like that, though, you know.
Me either.
I don't give a fuck about that shit.
I can tell you why.
No. Break. Yeah. That's just a waste of my money.
It's me like 5% of the time. Mm. Normally I'm in a t-shirt and...
Right. Well, yeah. You know, we have dress-up shit. You gotta have dress-up shit.
Right.
But, yeah. I'm not dressing up every day for no motherfucking no. body.
Take me as I am.
Yeah. I'm trying to be comfortable, nigga. Enjoy my life. Mm. Y'all right. niggas be wearing $500 shirts, now you can't eat and shit. You gotta
fucking right,
you
be like,
be careful.
Right.
Let me not get no sauce.
Yeah, right. You can't sit down nowhere.
Right.
My jeans is $1,000. The only pair I got, so I can't fuck these up. Stand the whole time. It's like, nigga.
I could never. I don't understand that. People paying $1,000 for shoes. For what?
When I get the bread
right.
like that.
Wear them every day. Walk on, or, right.
I mean, you're walking on dirt
right.
all day, literally.
That's true.
But the people that buy them, they probably only wear them once, mm-hmm. which is stupid too. It's like,
yeah. But yeah, if I guess if you got bread like that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Man,
it's nothing
nope.
to them niggas.
Nope, I'm but still not gonna.
I'm gonna spend my bread on other shit. Money that comes back, you know what I'm saying? That's what I like to spend my money on.
Like a good vacation,
right?
How about that?
Yeah, vacation. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of vacation, I wanted to talk about accomplishments. You know what I'm saying? Because we made it to episode 100. I was like, damn, this shit was a fight. I see why niggas shows be like 32 episodes. Mm-hmm. The last episode was 6 years ago. I be like, god damn, this shit was kind of cool. That nigga fell off.
Like, now, is this like, rough? Do you think, speaking of vacations, do you think they're going to make us have you, like, to where you have to get the vaccine?
Yeah, I do. I keep hearing them say it, like, and they're taking it as far as, like, you have to have a passport, or, what's it called? Like, a, I don't know.
Vaccination card thing?
Yeah, like, to even go into theaters, concerts,
what?
Possibly restaurants. Like, are you kidding me? Do you know how many businesses will fail, though, if
right.
they do that, besides
yeah.
the grocery store?
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of
shit.
Because people are not just, well, a lot of people are getting it, but there's still a lot of people that are like,
I'm not getting it right.
Yeah, not happening, nigga.
So, I'm kind of scared about that because I'm like,
schools too.
Right. Like, I don't want to get a vaccine to travel.
Right.
If I can't travel, then I just guess I can't. Because I'm not getting it. Right, like a road trip.
My niggas getting vaccines or nah, man?
No.
Shit, I ain't fucking with the vaccine, I'm gonna be honest. You're not putting nothing, no invasive procedures. I've said this shit over and over again.
Right.
Okay? Nothing invasive is happening to me, nigga, by choice. What's up?
Right.
Like, shit, nigga. For real, I don't need none of that shit, man. When they was giving me all that shit, it was fucking me up worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, literally, like, Brittany, man, before I, right, it was probably like maybe a couple years before I met you, nigga. Mm-hmm. I was going through it, nigga. Seizures, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Couldn't sleep, none of that shit. Fucked up. After, you know, after getting shot and shit, mm-hmm. they was giving me this medicine. It was making this shit worse, nigga. The whole time I'm taking the medicine, nigga, I'm having seizures and shit. Like, it's supposed to help you stop. But they fucking inducing them, nigga. So I don't trust that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
at all.
That,
just, I heard it make money.
Yeah.
Can't make money if people ain't sick.
Right. That's real shit. So, and I knew because I could feel it. As soon as that shit get in my system, I'd be like, man, I don't feel right, nigga. Like, nah, nigga. I'm stopping this shit. I cut that shit smooth out of my life. Nigga, they kept it. They asked me, you been taking the whatever the fuck it was called? I'm like, no. I'm not taking that no more. And I ain't had no seizures. Like,
amazing, isn't it?
Fucked up, nigga.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, so, you know, y'all got something y'all want to big up yourself. You know what I'm saying? Something you feeling good about. I'm going to pull up these. It was a couple comments. I probably posted it too early. But I posted the post like 3 days ago or some shit. It's like, y'all niggas celebrate yourself in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
So, we had a couple niggas come through. I can go in on them or y'all can jump in there. Don't matter.
I guess my biggest accomplishment is my business.
Hey,
just being able to be consistent and not give up. to like actually make a small name for myself, but right. you know, still
you're doing your shit.
You know, I feel like that's probably my biggest accomplishment right now.
It's a lot of eyes on you for sure.
Yeah.
Every day, how
it's
many?
Been hard too.
Yeah, this nigga.
I be having breakdowns. And, well, I be saying, I'm gonna quit. This is my last quarter. I don't care. I'm not doing it again. The next thing you know, I'm still doing what I said right, I wasn't gonna do. James be like, I thought you said. I was like, I was just playing.
It's all about that break, you know? And freedom, that's what you after. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You after that shit, man. You working hard, nigga. You've been on that shit tough, nigga.
Yeah.
Oof. Consistently.
Because it's hard. It'll be really hard for me to go back to a job. Mm-hmm. Like, having all this freedom for so long. Mm-hmm. And then to have to answer to someone again.
Right.
I'm like, probably going to cuss them out. Like, you know what? I don't got to do this.
I'm my own boss. Bye. Right. Mm-hmm. Be able to quit and flash.
You feel me? That's the best shit. That's the best fucking shit. That's what I'm like, damn, nigga. Can't wait to not fucking try, nigga. Fuck that shit, bruh. About to do this shit. This other shit, you know, the shit we've been telling you about. We doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that. So I can do what I want, you know what I'm saying? Discretion, man. It's another word I say a lot. Mm-hmm. But I have discretion. That's a hell of an accomplishment, for real. Because a lot of people, they have no discretion over their life. You get your ass up at this time and you be here at this time. You understand? And I'm going to use your ass up and send your ass back at this time.
The way that you say it just sounds horrible, but everybody's willing to do this. Like, you know, wake up and do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you complain, nigga, I'm going to get rid of your dumb ass. Never. You're going to find another nigga to run your life.
Mm-hmm. Right. Even if you don't complain, you could be a, you know, a star freaking employee and we'll still get rid of you.
We'll still get rid of you, nigga. You can do everything you ask.
Sad.
Crazy, nigga. Well, shit, my little cousin hopped on there. He's like, nigga, I found a way to supplement my work income with my business. So, you know, I put in my 2 weeks so I can focus on building a legacy. Like, oh, God.
Awesome.
He got some trucking business. It's like a, I think he may be like a liaison for shipping companies and truckers. I think that might
like a middleman.
Something like that. Okay. You know, creating contracts and shit, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that nigga Jay, man, that's another strong black man right there. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing. Like, for real, proud of that little nigga, man. For real. Y'all do y'all shit. Let me see who else we got on here. Dominique, he said, Associates of Applied Science and Criminal Justice, Bachelor's of Science in Criminal Justice and Criminology. Seizure free for 9 years after the 8th brain surgery in 2012. God damn, nigga. Eight brain surgeries, man.
Right. Like, ooh, you came a far
strong ass nigga.
Way.
That's tough, good. Motherfucker boy. Oh, shit, nigga. That's look, nigga, going in your brain, that shit is not, man. Mm-hmm.
That's some scary
I'm
stuff.
Joke, right.
Might not come out the same. Mm-hmm. For real.
Definitely not.
That's why some of my shit fucked up. My toes and shit don't work. Fucking ankle, nigga, half work and shit.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? Look, speaking of Dominique, you see how the universe work, nigga? I was just talking about your black ass, boy. That nigga hops right on. As soon as I say that, happens all the time, huh? Mm-hmm. All the fucking time. I'll get on live, nigga, and start talking about somebody. Mm-hmm. And then the fucking
Oh my God, here. Every time.
What up, Dominique, nigga? Shout out to you about to with the degrees, man, and being seizure free, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Keep that up, nigga. Mm-hmm. Keep your water and get you some sleep, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think. Because, nigga, after the whole seizure shit, I fucking was like, nigga, we got to stop, like, drinking all that fucking soda and the sugar and shit. Because I felt like that was what was keeping me up at night, too. I'll be up drinking a fucking soda, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know what I'm saying? At 11 at night.
Yeah, 11 at night, you wonder why your ass can't go to sleep. Mm-hmm. You just drink a fucking sugar, a fucking cup of sugar, nigga. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to be able to sleep, you know? So the water, I think that shit clears out the system. He said, thanks. No doubt, man. Mm-hmm. No doubt, man.
Water for sure.
And then sleep. Sleep. You gotta get some sleep.
Sleep.
Yeah, we know. God damn. Sleepy Bree. That's what I'm gonna change your name to in my phone. Because it is Player Bree. Now it's about to be Sleepy Bree. Every time I hit this nigga, yo, what up, man? I'm like, nigga, it's
that's
fucking flippy. 3.
That's
o'clock.
All my good ideas. And I be having epiphanies in my sleep. Like, I love sleep.
It's 3 in the day, my nigga. There's no excuse for sleep right now.
I've been needing a nap.
Sleep at any time. Like, God damn.
like, your house must be peaceful because I can't never get an apple. Yelling and shit.
Fighting, having boxing matches, screaming contests. Like, shit. Can't get no fucking sleep out here. Fuck. I gotta lock myself in the room now.
Yeah, like, I need to take a little trip to her house and give you a fucking ass.
I'll be gone. My kid's not look.
Y'all ass. Lay down. That's your dumb as hell. See, that's why y'all ass need to be on camera, nigga. She out here, stupid ass.
You can't put everybody on live.
Yes.
It's real awkward. Like, right. I think awkward. We just got used to the mic, so that was like. Baby steps.
After a while, right. I don't know. You're just gonna be like, fuck it, fuck all y'all motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. If they gonna talk shit, they gonna talk shit any fucking way. Mm-hmm. So fuck it. But yeah, nigga. So that's what's up. I think, let me see if we have somebody else. Demetria. That's my nigga. Let me see. She said, I paid off 2 of my highest debt bills, which will increase my savings and my down payment towards my house. Like, hey, hey, player. That's what I'm talking about, nigga. Focus, my nigga. Mm-hmm. Focus. I got this I'm trying to do, so I got to do this real quick. Mm-hmm. I can make that happen.
It'd be hard to pay off debt because you'd be like, dang, this money is just. I feel
reality,
like
it really is.
You're just like just dumping your money. Pretty That's much. What I feel like I you're doing.
I know.
Pretty I want much. Something tangible. Like, you know, like mm-hmm. when I spend that kind of money, mm-hmm. like I want to see it, but you know,
right.
I get it.
I'll talk. Well, you know, you gotta build and some we make mistakes, you know, we got the credit card and shit, now you spent it up, now you gotta pay that shit back.
But remember what Dustin said, remember
you don't have to pay it back.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Where's the law that says you gotta pay it back?
Oh yeah, we're gonna come with that. I gotta get that book from him.
See, Dustin will be so proud of Bree right now.
Just like me, devious. I don't know,
I still can't believe he got a library stamp.
Yes, the nigga has a library stamp. Dustin's library. Return it.
Right.
When Hold you said
you open it, he opens the front page like, so you got my book.
I've
been looking for my book.
Right.
It's a duplicate, but I still need my book. Like, well, damn, Dustin.
Real shit.
He's all serious,
real
man.
Shit. Yeah, shout out to Demetria, though. You about to get that house, my nigga. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, that's where a lot of my wealth is at right now. In the fucking crib, my nigga. Mm-hmm. For real, because we bought this motherfucker 2014. Mm-hmm. Hey, nigga, we a quarter of the way done. That's why I be telling niggas I'm about to pay this shit off. Because the money, my money ain't even up there like that, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I got bread. But if I had bread, this house would have been paid off. You feel me? That's the biggest fucking bill I got. You know what I'm saying? Once that bill's gone, nigga, oh God. I'm just gonna go get another one. Like, be right back. But fuck it though. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, that's why that fucking when they talk about that equity shit, motherfuckers be telling you like, nigga, you can take this out and do that. You know, you might want to do it. You might not want to do it. You know what I mean? If you got a plan, I feel like, nigga, you can do it and make something happen. But if you don't got a plan. Yeah, you might waste your it. Money, man.
If you don't got a plan, just don't do it.
Yeah, be smart, man.
Sit down.
Mm-hmm. Be smart. You get your equity because you're going to start seeing that shit build. Like, hold on, my house is worth how much? And I pay how much? Right. Oh, nigga. Oh, can I get a check, nigga? Cash, nigga. How's this going to come to me? Just because I made a purchase, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I want all my purchases to be like that. That's why I'm in crypto and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Thinking about a condo. We'll get into that later, though. You know what I'm saying? There's some shit we think about doing because we trying to get out here, man. We trying to step out here now. I got to use all my abilities, nigga. Mm-hmm. You know? So, yeah, that's dope, though, nigga. So, y'all's accomplishments is way bigger than mine. Let me see. The degrees. We got the house coming. And a whole business, nigga. That's what's up. Shout out to y'all niggas, man. Keep that shit going, nigga.
Good job.
Yeah, nigga. All that shit, nigga. We need more motherfuckers doing that shit. Mm-hmm. It's already, we got enough people on bullshit. It's right. Enough niggas. That's why so many dead motherfuckers and mad motherfuckers and all this. Cause mm-hmm. People are ruining our own lives and ruining other people's lives, too. Mm-hmm. You know, but niggas is, you know, I know it's only a couple of niggas, but it's all good, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, because they know people and they know people and they know people. So, you know, it's just getting all the motherfuckers that matter, nigga, together. Well, ladies, y'all want to throw no shit out there? You know, just bring you on climb on somebody. Oh, no. Get on that list, nigga. He said, "He said being around bad people who were self-centered and saw me as a check, I got a way to save my life." Hell yeah, nigga. You already know. You gonna know the energy. He said, "My house is coming too. Saving right now before employment." Nigga, energy hell yeah, it's coming. Energy's powerful. That's why I keep putting my niggas out there. Niggas think it's fake. Niggas think it's fucking fake. I just did it a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, not to... But I'm just saying, we just did it a long time ago. That's why I see niggas is probably like, this nigga, who, all these houses, where's your fucking house, nigga? I been did that, nigga. That shit old, nigga. You know what I'm saying? No. I was a little nigga, though. For real. Real talking. That was our second attempt when we actually got this house. That was our second fucking attempt. The first attempt got thwarted by a hater.
Yeah, it was like literally
hater.
Signing day.
The day
we're
of signing.
We're not even going to go into it.
All that property at 18.
That's why we'll never go into 17. It with anybody else. Like, yeah, you know, it was like going to be a joint, you know, thing. And they basically pulled out on the signing day. The everything day went signing. Through. Like, I'm talking about we built this money. From the ground up. Like, we chose everything.
Brand new house. Nigga.
Like,
the day of signing. This was probably like in 2008. 2009. Because I was still on a cane, my nigga. I had just literally just got shot. I was fucked up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nigga. Oh, my God. Nigga. But yeah, so keep pushing, man. Anything you want to do, you can make that shit happen. Trust me, my nigga. Just keep taking the steps. Keep yourself in line, my nigga. And it's going to work out. I promise you. For real. Get some niggas around you who's doing what you want to do. Don't be no fucking hater, nigga. That's why you niggas ain't got money.
Right.
Whoa. I purposely, because that shit irritates me. That's the most backwards this fucking shit. Yeah. He has everything you fucking want, but you sitting there with a sour face at the nigga.
He can help you.
Exactly.
That shit irritates
me. Obviously, the process to get the things you want, so take some advice.
Yeah, you know, you might have got your feelings hurt. I know, that's another thing. A lot of niggas that get money in that, they mean and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like, they have ain't to got deal time. With people that always bullshit. They'll be like, oh, how did you do that?
Right.
They tell them, then they don't ever do nothing with the information.
But wouldn't be mad.
Real shit. And that goes for the street world and the fucking... some of the ballin'est niggas I knew in the streets were some of the meanest motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of niggas was able to transfer that over to the legit world and shit. So they kind of rough with it. Right. But you gotta be that way, man. Or somebody gonna come take your shit. For real. So, yeah, that's why I be like, damn, nigga. I be trying to be nice and shit. But people, they just, man.
I ain't nice no more.
Yeah, my wife is mean as fuck.
Nicole, dear.
To me, she mean to the why dog, is
you?
Nigga.
So. You was lying. I am not mean to the dog.
I'm just playing. Nah, but real shit, man. You know, y'all niggas, man, don't be no hater, my nigga. If you see and you want that, that's why it crossed your path, bro.
Exactly.
Especially if it's somebody who looks like you. That right there is a sign to let you know you can do it too, nigga.
Things happen for a reason.
Come on, man. We're gonna get this energy back, nigga. We're gonna start spinning this shit right, nigga, because there's too many motherfucking haters out here, though, man.
Oh, my God.
He's so close.
I know people see, be annoying looking at his live, like,
this is exactly why. Yeah, I don't need to be. This is why I'm wearing on camera, because I be doing too much sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like having fun, nigga.
See, that's what I'm saying. He's all super comfortable.
Yeah.
Man, they look, my shit stuck like this. Next time I'm not going to do it like this. My bad, y'all. I was trying to, because I'm trying to go live, you know, because it's cool with niggas be on there commenting and shit, you know. You get the shit going and shit. It helps the shit spin more. You know, I know, though, you know, niggas be hating shit. It's all good. I don't care, bro. I was born through hate, nigga. I grew up, nigga. Nobody fucking told the truth to me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Growing up, you feel me? So when you come up like that and then you start learning the truth and you know what I mean? You just turn a certain way, nigga. This is what it is. You know, so now I see, like, even if I see it in myself. Like, nigga, don't be mad. What that nigga do to you? What you mad about, nigga? I'd be like, all right, you was hating, nigga. You got caught hating, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, that should be happening. It be happening. But we got to just keep ourselves in check. Mm-hmm.
It does happen.
You know?
Cleanse your space.
Yeah, cleanse your space. What are some of the things you do that?
I'm a clean freak, so I like to clean. That's like my go-to thing. I've never actually tried lighting sage. Because I'm like...
So you're talking about physically cleaning with chemicals?
Yeah, like clean... Well, yes, I like cleaning.
See, this is... That shit was so funny when you put up that post. Like, if I see another dirty house, I was weak because I'll be in here battling with these kids.
You know what? I'm going to go home.
Because, nigga, I swear, I'll be like, the kids, they just don't give a shit. They come in, throw shit around. I'll be like, pick it up. Now I'm on
her.
You got my attention now. So now, y'all gonna feel like y'all niggas right. In boot camp.
Like, always cleaning. Yeah. Like, you're always dirty.
Right. If you keep it clean, you don't have to clean up.
That's so nigga. Simple. You see, that ass ain't even here. That's the only reason why it's clean right now. That ass ain't even here. It'll be something, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you love the kids, but damn, they don't love nothing.
Man,
not don't give a damn about shit.
Right. I mean, but we all been that way. Yeah. But I remember one day my mom came in there. She threw everything in the middle of the floor. Not matter if it was put up, not. I came in there. I swear, my heart just dropped to the floor.
That's the shit.
I never had my room messy ever again.
Yep,
right.
That's
my mom. That one time, you do it one time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the shit under the bed. Literally.
Yeah. Everybody in the closet. Like, right. And they be thinking we ain't gonna check. Mm-hmm. Like, we know all the tricks and tips.
Real talk. So. And see, that's what made me start throwing shit away, though.
Yeah.
When my mom would do that to me, be like, fuck, I don't even need this shit. Get this shit. It's just in here. It's in my fucking way. That's why I threw it under the fucking bed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need that shit. Throw it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Damn, nigga. Well, appreciate everybody tuning in, man. Play podcast. Hey, accomplishments, man. Everybody that got shit going, good shit going on. You know what I'm saying? You proud of yourself, nigga. I'm proud of you too, nigga. Mm-hmm. Do your shit. My nigga, fucking Trayvon, nigga. Bought a nice ass motherfucking crib. Big old island, nigga. You can fish on it, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Nigga. That shit was hard. You know what I'm saying? That shit makes me feel good. Like, nigga, I'm not the only motherfucker out here trying to do some tight shit. Because, nigga, it's not a lot of people we can talk. Just like, it's old nigga, man. Old niggas is who I be having to conversate with. Because they the only ones doing the shit that I do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A lot of my niggas, man, niggas, I'm done with that, bro. Because I'm going to have to kill some fucking body. Nigga, I see it. Because niggas don't have respect. You know what I'm saying? Like that, nigga. And I'm, nigga. So, yeah, the old niggas. That's why I had to be chopping up. Like, hey, man, we got this new shit for the crib. We got them back. Y'all put some concrete back there. New bricks and shit. Bricks. I'm an old ass nigga, man. I ain't even old, though. But you know what I mean? But now my niggas is finally LJ. Shout out to my nigga LJ and Jasmine. That's Tyshe's little sister. You know what I'm saying? Fucking cribs. Fuck it, nigga. You know what I'm saying? We already did all that bullshit, man. It's time to do some dope shit.
Right.
Bree, what y'all ass doing, nigga? What's up, nigga? I know y'all ass about to get you a house, nigga. Is you leaving or
I'm like debating on it because I'm just like.
Bree got that bread, nigga. She be trying to hide it. That's why you always eating shit. Buying shit. Flying around.
Me, I'm just like. What was it? Maybe 3 years ago. Like, we was renting a house, and I don't think I'm personally ready for it, to be honest.
It's a lot.
It's a lot, and it's just going to be me. So, it's like, not to say that it can't be done.
See?
But...
That's an informed decision.
Maintenance, and yard
you
work.
Have to
I don't like too. Doing that. Right. Yeah. I didn't like doing that. We literally stayed around the corner from here.
Okay.
I don't... Mm-hmm. I don't
it's
know.
Work. It's work.
And then it's just like, for me, honestly, me personally, I don't want a mortgage. I want to buy a house, cash money.
Okay, I feel that. Okay,
play. That may be some people, but I don't want that. It, for me personally, it doesn't sit right with me.
Right, that's the ultimate
you don't like
goal.
All niggas?
No.
No, because that is still really not yours.
Right.
Until you pay it off.
Right. You and know? Stuff like that, like, just doesn't sit right in my mind. Like, no. Yeah. So... I don't want
like
something that, you know, people can still take.
Okay, well, let me give you a little something then, since you're talking like that. From what my dad tells me, because he deals with, like, you know, niggas that build new houses and all that kind of shit. He says that it's cheaper to just buy the land first.
Right.
And then pay people to piece your house together. You pay somebody to draw up your house. Mm-hmm. You know, you pay somebody to come put the foundation in. You pay somebody to come frame it. He said it's cheaper that way than to go out and spend $500,000 when you can probably spend $200,000, $300,000 on your house, and then by the time it's done, it'll be worth $500,000, $600,000. You know what I'm saying? I guess it's cheaper that way. I'm going to try that shit. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to try. I want to do that shit for the next house. Mm-hmm. For real, but we might have to get up out of here first. Because this is how we outgrow this motherfucker, dude. For real. This house is cool. It's got some good space, but not for us no more. Mm-hmm. The four kids, nah. It's not big enough. So think about that. You know what I'm saying? You might find you a nice little piece of land or whatever. Or just get a fucking, what's the name? A little townhome, nigga. With an HOA or a condo. Something clean.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Mortgage is a lot.
And then it's like, I don't even know if I'm going to stay in Colorado. I don't know.
That's why I asked you that. You're always floating around. in and out the city. Doing your thing.
I'm not gonna go to California. I'm not gonna lie. I seen the beach for the first time. It was amazing.
Nice.
For a person who doesn't like water and it was actually, I didn't get all the way in the water, but it was nice. It's something about, you know, like when you're on the beach and the waves come up, like the sand kind of sinks under your feet. Mm-hmm. I don't like that, but it was nice.
You don't like that?
No, I'm like, I see why people get swept into the ocean, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I do like that, but not to go all the way in.
Right.
Because you could really get for real.
Have I ever been to the ocean? Mm-hmm. I've never been to the ocean. I've been over the ocean, though, because I used to live in Germany. I've seen down. But I never touched the ocean.
But it is nice and relaxing.
It is. If I live by a beach, I'll be there every day.
Literally. Every day.
Because it's super relaxing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to lay on the sand.
Sand is really soft.
Yeah,
it really is soft.
So you don't like it? No. Why y'all like the way it feels? What's wrong with
you? No, I don't like when you're in the sand, in the water, and the waves is coming.
Oh, it's
and
pulling
it kind of like balls under your feet. Yeah, and pulls you. I don't like that.
Yeah, like it moves you.
Yeah.
Come to me.
Nope.
That's
all right.
That's funny. I know it's been a minute too. We ain't been back in a minute. Fucking we had to do some shit to this house, my nigga. This fucking kitchen, nigga, had to get refreshed. Like, that's the shit. That's what Brittany was saying. She's like, nigga, I ain't trying to do that shit.
I'm just not like mowing the lawn, and I'm just not ready for this. I would love the space, right? I would love the space, but it's like.
It comes with a lot.
Yeah. I hated doing all that over there. And I'm like, we didn't even own that house. So it's just like, imagine owning it. You know what I mean? It's a big accomplishment. But I'm just like, I'm not even ready yet. But
That's a mature thing to say, though. You know what I'm saying? For real. That's hella mature. Because a lot of motherfuckers just do it just because everybody else is doing it.
That's what I was going to say.
You know what I'm saying?
Just to fit in.
That's why you
look like something.
Yeah. That's exactly why you're here. Because of shit like that. That's some player shit. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't ready for that nigga shit. Right. I don't like grass.
Right.
Shit. Who says I even like Denver, nigga?
Right. And then you got the house note. Don't you got like house insurance?
No. It's all in the same payment, though.
It is?
Yeah.
I don't see.
Yeah, it all comes together. But, you know, HOA, though, that could be. Mm-hmm. I've heard HOA fees can be up to like $1,000, man. On top of your mortgage.
It wasn't 100. Property taxes, like hiked. Out here, taxes.
Yeah, it's
they were, and now they could keep going up because they passed a law, so there's no cap on it. So it's just gonna keep. I'm just like,
yeah, but if the taxes go up, that means the value went up. So
right, that's true. That's true.
So I ain't tripping.
That's true.
Yeah. It's all good.
But still, like no cap, that's kind of dangerous because you know they could just keep pushing the tax up.
Yeah,
true.
And you gotta pay it.
True.
That's why we need to get that mortgage off our back. Mm-hmm. Bills on our backs. You feel me? Get that shit out of there. So they, all you got to do is pay the taxes. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's what Brittany's trying to do from the jump. I feel you, my nigga. Yes. I sure feel you. Yeah. Well, that's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas, man. Y'all tune back in, man. For episode 101.
Give y'all something next to think week. About.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm cutting
friendship.
Back. Oh, no, go ahead. No, go ahead. Do your thing.
If y'all something to think about next week, friendship dates. Ooh. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Ooh. Pros and cons.
So she means like opposite sex.
Right.
Like,
going on a date with somebody of the opposite sex, can you do that? Mm-hmm. I've done that shit before.
As friends.
Yeah, as friends.
Well, not as really a married a man. Not as a married man. At all. Ever.
Y'all know. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon either. So,
Hey, I got lots of homegirls. Mm-hmm. One of them sitting right here.
But I'm
so
like,
what, me and Brittany can't go to lunch? Huh? That's what you're saying? Me and Brittany can't go to lunch?
I mean, you guys.
What the fuck you trying to say? Like, what the fuck? You don't trust me?
I don't trust, like, because they be having agendas.
Because you
they
know
really
her.
Do.
They be having agendas. They be like, okay, I'm just going to act like I'm his friend.
Right. Let's just make this a regular thing. You know? Yeah, no.
And all of a sudden, she got her coochie on you. Like, right. No.
Right. Oh, that pussy got on me. Get that pussy off me. The hell wrong with you?
Okay. So, yeah, that's just something to think about for next. We're not going to get into it.
He said, still waiting on our episodes. Yeah, man, I got to get you on here, man. We're going to do some shit. I'm about to start working again. Not for a job, but I'm about to start, you know, moving and grooving now. You feel me? So that's why I got to cut the show down once a week. This is going to be Sunday, me and the ladies, nigga. And the interviews and shit, I'm going to come back with that as soon as I, you know, figure my life out with this fucking work. The work that I'm about to be doing. You know what I'm saying? I got to kind of... But nigga, if your black ass can drive, can you even drive, my nigga? If you can drive, maybe we can pull one off. You bring your ass over here. But I ain't gonna be downtown for a long time. So look, we'll talk. Just text me, man. We'll talk about it. But yeah, if you can get over here, then we can do it sooner than later. But if not, then you're gonna have to wait, man. Till I can, you know what I'm saying? I gotta, But you got a couple good things I wanna talk about though. So we're gonna get that in. But yeah, Dominique, just for those who don't know, Dominique is he's the one who was talking about the interpolation with the music and shit. Mm. Telling niggas, you know, so you make sure you get your money and all that. Mm. When y'all here producing music and shit. But yeah, man. Well, shit, okay, that's a good one for next week. That's a good one. See, you got me wanting to talk about this shit right now. I ain't even going to talk about it right now. Yeah, it's next Sunday. Y'all niggas tune in, man, and tell your people stop hating, nigga. You know what I'm saying? He said, I wish, and we'll see. You wish what, nigga? Well, somebody
can drive, probably. Because you asked him if
you
could drive.
Oh, yeah, you can. Look, see if you can get somebody to slide you through here one of these mornings. And we'll get it in, man. I know you be smoking and shit. We'll do a little wake and bake and shit. You know what I'm saying? Get it in, nigga. Talk about some serious shit, because this nigga be talking about serious shit. Getting on motherfuckers. Like, y'all motherfuckers got to stop bullshitting out there. I'll be on that bullshit. That's why your life fucked up. I be like, this nigga mean as fuck. That's all good. But I do got one. That's why I'm trying to wait, because I got one. I got one that's loaded up, but it ain't ready, though. Mm. For Denver, though. For the Denver, my nigga. We're going to start talking about this Denver history. That's why niggas don't respect us like that, because they don't know the fucking history. We got real niggas. You know what I'm saying? Real shit out here, nigga. For real. Not just fucking gangster shit and all that, hustling and all that. Real shit. You know what I'm saying? We got a real fucking history out here, and we gonna get into it, nigga. And the first runner up, nigga, the first person I wanna fucking get on here is the motherfucking OG of the BOYZs, nigga.
Who's that?
His name is Joe Kellum.
Oh, okay.
His name is Joe Kellum. In fact, it's funny because I used to live across the street from, I believe it's his niece. I think she said that's his niece. Mm-hmm. Jacinda, nigga. She was a G, nigga. Fucks with Jacinda. Nobody wanted to fight her, nigga. But yeah, so you know, I know one of his people, so you know, we're gonna make that shit happen, man. We're gonna make that shit happen. But yeah, man, appreciate y'all niggas tuning in. You talking about driving? Yeah, okay, yeah, my bad, man. I know how it is, bro. You know what I'm saying? We'll see how long I'm gonna be able to be fucking driving. All right, nigga, cause I'm aging fast. You see this shit? You see that? Look, you know what I'm saying, nigga? Yeah, white hairs, nigga. Old young nigga.
Oh my god.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, but for real though. But nah, I appreciate y'all tuning in, man. Ladies, give y'all's thing real quick before we get up out of here.
You can follow me on IG at TIEMARIE22.
You say this so fucking technically, nigga.
I don't know.
Alright, Bree, what you got?
Instagram, Bossy Bree. That's Bree with B-R-E-E-E.
Hey, Bussy, nigga. Destiny, you can't quit the show, motherfucker. Say you can quit the show, motherfucker. I was like, I told y'all this shit was coming. I know that nigga Destiny. That nigga be like, look, man, this ain't productive enough for me. Right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's my nigga though, man. But yeah, man. You can follow me. Drews from the Six, nigga. Instagram. Player Podcast on Twitter and the Players Podcast on Instagram too. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. Appreciate y'all niggas coming through. Banging the Play Podcast. Alright, y'all keep it smooth. Y'all do y'all's thing. And y'all keep saying, Player. Gone. Play Podcast. Player Podcast. We back, nigga.